KSWV Radio, the Doobie Brothers, on your favorite classic hits radio station. Now it's our distinct honor and privilege to welcome this morning Pauline Kamiyama, who's Director of Arts and Culture Department with the City of Santa Fe, and Alex Streeper, who's an event planner. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much. We're so excited to be here.
Now, there is an exciting and amazing newly established sculpture park that's taking place at the Municipal Recreation Sports Complex in Caja del Rio this Sunday. Why don't we just start out with Pauline? Pauline, let me say, wow, this is such a great idea. How did this idea for a sculpture park come about? And then we'll get into all the details also with Alex. But tell us about this project.
Well, the city and the Arts and Culture Department are so excited to bring this sculpture park to the MRC, the Multiple Recreation Multisport Complex. And this really started when I started with the city back in September 2019. Councillor Chris Rivetta was really kind and took me around his district. And we talked about how important role recreation and parks plays, and the MRC was just this gem of a place. If you haven't been out there, please go check it out. There's soccer, there's a rugby field across the way, softball, BMX, and there's this awesome 1 mile walking trail. And so when the city has this art and public places requirement that designates 2% of capital improvement projects, and the MRC was one location that had improvements done, and we were able to take that opportunity to establish a sculpture park. So we have three permanent sculptures there and three concrete pads that are for rotating exhibitions. And so we're launching it on Sunday. You'll meet some of the artists, and more importantly, we'll be able to tie in arts and culture with health and wellness, because we know culture is a very large umbrella, and everybody, soccer is culture. Soccer is part of the community, and it's, you have different traditions and celebrations, so it seemed like a really perfect fit.
There's a lot of activities that are taking place there that you mentioned, Pauline, and this past week there was a cross-country meet that I was able to go to watch my son run cross-country. And what an amazing art, when we talk about arts in public space, that walking trail that you talk about, it's beautiful. It is absolutely beautiful. And the concept of art in public places is so cool, because it does give us an opportunity to showcase art, for us an opportunity to enjoy art, and just makes our community better. So hats off to you and your team for doing this project.
Well, thank you. And a big thanks to our great city partners, the parks like Sam Ulibarri and Jordan Romero have been incredible and so supportive of this, as well as Ms. Melissa McDonald. It's a great opportunity. It is a way to make sure that everyone in our city has access to art, right? And it's a way to use artworks in different ways. So tying it in with fitness, tying it in with environment, using sculpture as a jumping off point to have workshops and different hands-on activities to tie it into larger social issues, I think it's really important. It's not just plopping art and then walking away, but really engaging with the users of that park.
Many, many benefits to having art in public places, like you mentioned, Pauline. Really appreciate that. Alex, this Sunday, very excited. Give us some details. What's happening on this big kickoff for the newly established sculpture park at the MRC?
So we will be at the MRC from 1 to 4 p.m. this Sunday, and we're inviting the whole community to come and join us. Because on top of the regular soccer games with La Liga, there's going to be art activations, there's going to be free snow cones, there's going to be face painting. You can join the Zumba class with Ray Ortega. You can also join a circus tryout zone with Wise Fool. And it's just going to be an amazing day of just culture, art, creation, and sports. So yeah, you should all come join us, bring your kids. It's just going to be really fun.
I hear there's going to be some music by DJ Guaranteed.
That's right. He's going to be making the event super fun. He's going to be playing from 1 to 4 p.m. and he's going to be playing through the Zumba, and he's going to be directing the music towards the soccer fields. So if you've heard DJ Guaranteed before, he can make an event really fun.
Wow, Alex and Pauline, making arts in public places so much fun. This is cool. So again, it's this Sunday from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Municipal Recreation Sports Complex in Caja del Rio Road. So if we can kind of explain maybe for a community that maybe has not been there before, Google it on your iPhone. But the MRC that we're talking about is when you're on Caja del Rio Road and you're driving north on the right-hand side, right? We're talking about the right-hand side.
Correct. Yes.
Which is going to be on the east side of Caja del Rio. That is where the soccer fields are. There's also some softball fields there, but it's in that vicinity that we're talking about, correct?
Yes, and it's between, if you look at the animal shelter and between Marty Sanchez Golf Course. So
great.
It's in between.
Perfect. Well, easy enough. Really appreciate that. That's such a wonderful space. You know, we enjoy going there our, of course, cross-country events that our children are in. They've played soccer there as well, you know, growing up and playing soccer there. But now we're going to have much more there as well with art in public places with this newly established sculpture park. Now, what are you most looking forward to this Sunday? I'm going to ask both of you. Are you looking forward to the music? Are you looking to the art? Are you looking forward to all of it? What are you most looking forward to, Pauline?
Well, definitely the music's going to add a vibrancy, and I'm sure not constant motion. But I have to say, really looking forward to doing Zumba with Ray Ortega, and then also screen printing with Fernando Romo, who's got Global Commons. He's created a logo. Art at MRC is the name of the sculpture park, and he's combining Art at MRC with La Liga, so we'll be able to silk screen t-shirts and tote bags. So I'm really looking forward to getting more of that swag.
All right. Alex, how about you? Is there any one particular thing you're looking forward to, or are you just all of it?
I love crafting and making arts. And Julie Deary, one of the artists that has a big mosaic sculpture at the park, she's going to have a booth, and she's going to be doing little mosaic magnets that you can take home with you. So I'm really looking forward to that. And also the face painting, because even if you are not a kid, it's okay to do some face painting, and it makes me very happy.
Fabulous. Well, this is great. Thank you so much. I mean, again, hats off to the city of Santa Fe for doing this, to your department, for the arts and culture department, Pauline, of course, to our community development department that makes all of this possible as well. But again, this Sunday from 1 to 4 at the MRC, an exciting afternoon for this newly established sculpture park. Final thoughts for our listening audience. We'll start with you, Pauline. And if there's any final shout outs or thoughts that you want to share with our listeners out there, go ahead.
Please come on out, experience art at the park, and just know that culture is a little bit of everything. It's the food we share at the table. It's the soccer games we play, the football game we watch. So it's not just about art making. Culture is everything. So culture connects us.
Thank you so much, Pauline. Well said. Alex, final thoughts for our listeners?
Bring your yoga pants or exercise pants, because on top of the Zumba and the circus activity, there's a 1 mile loop that you can walk and see the whole art. So even if you're not playing soccer, you'll have a chance to do some movement activities.
I'm looking at the forecast, and it is absolutely perfect weather on Sunday. 75 degrees, sunny skies. Talk about, I mean, my goodness, we couldn't order a more perfect day for this event. This is absolutely going to be a breathtaking event on a wonderful, beautiful day. Head on over to this newly established sculpture park at the MRC. A big thank you again, Pauline. Really so appreciative for what you do. And Alex, appreciative for what you do. Looking forward to seeing you both. You can learn more in the Santa Fe Arts and Culture Department Facebook page, or you can tune in to this interview on our website later on this afternoon. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful day.